2 o'clock on a Monday. Here we are. So let's get to business. We'll get to a lot today, including Trey Hendrickson and also the bought and paid for media seem to be backpedaling on an issue in the world of sports. We're going to get to that, but we need to start with something. I want to tell you I'm openly protesting this. I don't think this is possible, but when Sham Sharania speaks, okay, we'll do this. Limited run, we'll do this. And we open not only with Rico wearing arguably the best hat in his collection, it's one of my favorites, but also
the Celtics are the balls.
It depends. Is Cupcake Tatum going to play tonight?
You're back.
He's a trash bag.
You're back.
Now, let's get to it. So I'm just going to play audio for you. F it. Here's Shams on Giannis this week in Chicago, the whole bit. Take a listen. So that's Shams, and it didn't stop there. The Pistons are listed as a destination. Do I believe that? No, I do not. I don't think Giannis on his dream board said, yeah, Milwaukee to Detroit. That's where I want my career. But let's live in a dream state for a minute. Let's say everyone's on equal footing, and it's not about your location. It's about, do you win? And it's about, do you have enough to get them? Let's just operate in that easy pass lane for just a minute. Here's the offer that was cobbled together as a part of this ESPN nonsense. The Detroit Pistons receive Giannis and hopefully a nice steak dinner. The Milwaukee Bucks receive Jalen Duren, Ron Holland, Jaden Ivey, Tobias Harris, and 3 first-round picks. So what do you want to do? Are you okay?
No, I'm just trying to process all of that.
There's not a lot to process. Let me help you. For one, both Duren and Ivey are extension eligible. You're not paying both. You're going to be forced to get rid of one anyways, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Tobias piece is salary filler. That's $26 million.
He was a rental.
Okay. $26 million. Goodbye. Now, the Ron Holland piece, I'm not expecting people to be happy about. Well, this isn't Rip Hamilton for Kevin Garnett, cleanup ILU trades. It has to hurt. You're getting one of the 10 best players in the league. You're getting a guy who factually scores in the paint at a more efficient rate than prime Shaq. Think about that for a moment. You would be pairing Giannis and Cade together for the next 5 years, all prime, both players. And if you believe Cade's a top 10 player or soon to be, and we know Giannis is, you'd have arguably the best duo in the sport. You know what doesn't win championships? Hardos, gym class heroes, try hard guy, role play. They don't win titles.
No.
So for me, if Giannis were actually willing to come here, I'm living in the easy pass lane. I do that deal yesterday because I'm not keeping these people. Now, I would love to swap a sewer for Holland because I just think the offensive upside of Ron Holland is much higher than a sewer.
But see, I think that's why Holland is on there because of that reason whatsoever.
Yep, see you later.
You know what? If Milwaukee is saying we'll accept this, I hit the accept as quickly as possible. Let's make this a done deal. Because really it's the 3 first-round picks that are going to come later. You don't know what they're going to be, but if you're a good team,
don't care.
They're not going to be good picks anyway. Holland is the only, I guess, the questionable, like you don't know what he's going to turn into. Did you just give away the next superstar? But I would say you're bringing in a superstar. You put it, Mike. Cade and Giannis in their prime. In an East that is starting to have a seismic shift in powers, you can be that new power. You could be now, instead of we're like, hey, can you be in the top 4? Maybe you're now competing for the top team in the East, like it used to be back in the day.
Well, the other thing you have to factor in, and I know Piston fans don't, okay, forget about being better than Giannis. That's never going to happen. Are any of the guys you're lusting over even going to be as good as Cade? Can anyone with a straight face tell me Ashaun Thompson will be as good as Cade? No. Ron Holland? Are you gripping your balls with that opinion? Jalen Duren? So if none of these players are going to rise to be the Robin to your Batman, and in the return, I'm getting Godzilla or Thanos, F Batman, I'm getting something supernatural, then what are we talking about? Oh, the draft picks. You're right. For the ability for me to draft another Walter Sleepy Sharp or Beef Stew or Rodney White or some other nobody. If you're winning 50-55 games a year, those picks do not matter. Go ahead, call up now and tell me Draymond Green and Gilbert Arenas were second round picks. Thousands of guys were too. I get this guy. You know what he's averaged the last 3 years? 31, 30, and 30. You know what he does that you people should love and should be all bricked up? Plays defense. He's a two-way player.
Yeah. And with this, it allows you to keep Beef Stew if you want to come up to...
Oh, thank God. Well, now I can sleep at night.
A contract extension with Beasley, and you can work out a deal with him. You keep Thompson. You keep some of the gym class heroes that people love, but now they truly just become that role player that helps you out in certain times of the game, and you're not looking at them in the last 10 seconds of the game saying, does anybody want to make a shot?
248-539-9797. I'm protesting this, but it is all the rage today. And Sham Sharon, you reported it. Pistons are listed as a destination, complete with a trade proposal. What do you want to do? Honestly, I can't get you Larry Bird in his prime. So if you're going to poke holes in Giannis's game, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do the opposite of what Middays did. I'm just going to hang up on you. I would rather talk to Rico. Hell, have Kenny turn around. I'll talk to his ass before I listen to people calling Giannis, quote, just a dunker or an unethical scorer or I don't like his accent. I just call a different show. He is inarguably a top 10 player. End. That's it. I don't know what the hell Ron Holland's going to be. Magic 8 Ball says highly unlikely he's even as good as Cade, much less Giannis. Now, if you have Hall of Fame projection on any of the gym class heroes, that's your business. But for today, we will live in the world.
Right.
Do the Pistons have enough to get him? Yes. Is it the first move I'd make? No. But if the guy's available and doesn't, through the phone like Freddy Krueger, you know, spit at you or put his tongue in your ear, you at least have the conversation. Do we agree on that?
Oh, yeah. If there's interest that he wants to come here, okay, let's talk. Because if this is it, those four pieces plus three picks, if I'm the Pistons, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
248-539-9797. This thing on? Oh, I know. I'm sorry. We should be talking hypothetical schedules. No.
That really upsets.
No. Do the read. We'll talk to David. Kenny's birthday weekend rolls on. He reeks of vodka. I'm kidding. Exciting day. Listen, you had a great time Friday night.